Greetings, citizens of Earth. You are barking a happy tune with my pal Smurf of Smurf and the Magic Tones on 5280 Geek.
Studios live and not live for others. It is the Weekend Geek Update, sponsored by HobbiesDB, the collector's database. Be sure to get on there, see what your stuff is worth, list your stuff, catalog it, see what's out and about. They are your outlet for anything that is collectible.
Yeah, I looked up my Egon Funko Pop, which is probably the most expensive thing out of my, well, out of the Funko Pops, at least.
You're it's, young. You don't have nice things yet.
No, not yet. I'm getting there. I have some collectible things.
She's like, I have this Funko Pop. It's the nicest thing.
It's worth $90.
Wow. Yeah.
For a Funko Pop, I mean, that's not bad.
That's not too bad. And yeah, they take an average of all the different
that's
selling sites and everything.
Sal, why'd you send it to me?
I think so she probably just sent it to nothing. Everybody. Oh, yeah, send it to Devin.
You know, people. Share to your friends.
Sorry to interrupt.
Smurf here and my table of companions, Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron, Sir Tetra Butts Tau.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding. And yeah, wait till you find out what that ding is. It will be in a Moment of Geek later this week. And of course, special guest Ryan.
Your Moment of Ding.
Moment of ding. Yay! I'm okay with that.
It is the Thanksgiving weekend, Black Friday. Did you guys survive? Did you go out? Did
no.
You
shop?
I was fucking working, man. What do you mean?
Black Friday has no point anymore. Well, I drove by the Cherry Creek Mall, and it was desolate.
So here in Colorado, no. But I got a video from my cousin in Louisiana, kind of near Bible Belt area, kind of the south, right. Where Walmart is still popular.
Of course.
Oh my God. It's chaos. Because they don't use the internet.
Yeah, I was like, I'd rather just go online to buy my things.
Well, that's the
or
thing.
Or Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, Colorado is such a, I don't want to say modern and trendy, but that's kind of what we are now.
We are trendy. We are hipster.
Yeah, exactly. We've been hipped. Out here in Denver and Littleton and those kind of areas, you're not going to see that. But how you go out to like Pueblo, you're probably still going to see it.
Well, I think it's more, superficial.
I guess, yeah.
We are much more active here.
No. I'm not talking about activity. I'm talking about the fact that our sense of family love is not directly tied to how much we spent and did we get the correct Turbo Man.
Ooh. Oh, hey, don't bring Turbo Man.
So you can't
have Espanol Turbo Man. He doesn't speak Spanish.
So many Turbo Man references, because that's what that movie is about, is the chaos of shopping for the holidays and to have your child's love.
Was it Turbo-tastic? Yeah.
That's the wrong Turbo, but I appreciate your message.
The wrong Turbo, how dare you? I'm going to come over here.
Jimmy!
Yes!
Jimmy! It's fucking
that's
Anakin Skywalker.
what's
his name? Fucking Sinbad is in that movie.
Sinbad is the postman.
Yeah, oh, no.
That's one of his best roles.
Actually, there's
Turbo Man cosplay would be great. Why have I never seen that?
You know, that's a very
like
good question.
It's amazing. He's got a jetpack, though.
Okay.
Jimmy.
Turbo Man knows Jamie. That's him at his Schwarzeneggerius.
I have never seen that movie.
Oh, God. What? We're going to get drunk and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Christmas tradition.
Okay.
No, it's not an excuse to drink. Yeah, I mean,
it is.
But how dare you?
I thought Home Alone was
And Phil Hartman.
Tradition.
Phil Hartman. Oh, like, isn't that his last is film?
I think it is.
Okay. Is that Hartman's last film?
I think it might be.
Murderous, I swear. Am I plugged in? I can't hear myself.
You are in. I don't know why.
I can't hear myself either.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have
to. That's because the demons inside are too loud.
Oh, my God. Whatever. But no, like that's most of what it is, because I'm pretty sure the people who are like, I'm unaffected by Black Friday, are the people who are like, yeah, because I don't put direct correlations to our family's love for each other on capitalism.
Actually,
that's true.
I actually went on Thursday after family dinner, even though I was teetering between a food baby and a food coma.
Yeah. No, but you go stand outside, and then the drums of war get you ready.
No,
right?
I just ended up watching Kung Fu Hustle.
different drums of war.
You can't go wrong with Kung Fu Hustle.
That's so funny.
I've watched it.
That's what
I'm
gonna watch at work tonight.
It's hilarious.
Oh yeah.
But
that old lady with the curlers and all.
Is it the lady who puts the hand through the wall?
She hits the guy and it's like the giant handprint.
Yeah, my favorite had to be when she was like having her arms around the two guys and stuff like that. And
in the
like,
back of the car, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and all she does that. Is just like hit her pointing to him, then cracking her knuckles. Like that was my favorite.
The cigarette on the lip.
Oh,
I mean
yeah.
that is
oh, wait, the signature.
That is the signature uh-huh. just. It's
oh,
so good. Yeah. So, yes.
Or when she punches that kid who's just like, I might be the chosen one, and she just punches him straight in the face.
Again, a cosplay you don't see much of that I'd like to see more of.
I watched
cosplay again, it's on my list, but I also just found a Janet outfit that I'm wanting from
Whoa.
The Good
Damn
Place.
It, Janet.
Yeah, from the Good Place.
Yes!
I wanna do good Janet and bad Janet.
Now you know what you do? You do like half and half, like you cut it in half and do
Ooh,
one half.
That's,
and
I bet
one
you,
half
that's
half.
A good idea.
Yeah. You could also be a gray Janet. Like
Janet with an identity crisis?
Be boring Janet.
Neutral
Janet?
Neutral
Janet.
Neutral
Janet.
You're all white.
You work in
no,
accounting.
Neutral Janet is a thing.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Did you watch the most, not the most recent season, but the season
Yeah,
the
most
that.
Recent season.
Where they're, going to accounting.
Right.
Yeah,
I forgot about
Janet.
That. You're right. I forgot about neutral Janet.
Because accounting is in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're right. I forgot about that.
Oh, but I did go to like Colorado Mills because it was like the closest non-shitty mall,
yeah.
I guess.
I don't know about that, but okay.
It's more fun than any other mall.
That's true.
They
said they have the horse carousel in the middle of it, right? The mills?
Yeah. I forgot what it was like to do Black Friday because I always stay home. Because I hate people. Unless I'm working at the mall or something, then like I generally like to avoid people like they are the plague. And I got
it's
like blue season,
man. They are the plague.
Like, I gotta describe like my energy as like a battery where it just slowly depletes over time the more I'm around people, and it was just chunking that battery, and it just made me, it reminded me how much I hate slow walkers.
It's like a flashback
to high school.
Yeah,
like,
and
get the fuck out of the way.
Especially the people who stop in front of you while walking slowly.
I have taken people out.
No, you just keep walking.
Yeah,
and that's just
they,
at Costco.
They look at me like I did something wrong by bumping into them when you stopped in front of me unexpectedly.
My family from New York would be like, hey, just keep fucking walking. And you
I'm walking here.
Yeah, no, you keep fucking walking because that's on their own terms.
I took out a guy at IKEA the other day.
Yeah. So it was
doesn't matter.
No,
pushed that
guy,
car through that
no,
guy.
It wasn't even he wasn't
no
even
car.
Pushing a car. He just kept like cutting me off and then stopping. He
was...
would walk through me and then stop and like
so
the third time.
I would ram him with my cart.
Daniel and I were walking through IKEA and we are good pedestrians and we dressed right because you know flow with traffic, but also we were stopping and we pull our pedestrian butts off
to the right.
Yeah, look around and we're moving
like
slow,
driving.
So we're pulling off to the right. He had to, and there's nobody else around us, so he actually had to choose to walk up to us, go between us, and then he cut Daniel off and stood in front of him right as Daniel is mid-step. So he has to stop short, almost falls over, trying not to run into this complete stranger. And this guy is just, he pulled up in front of him and stopped. So Daniel moved around him, and he turned around, came around, and did it again.
I didn't bulldoze him.
First of all, I grabbed Daniel and pulled him behind me, and then I yelled at the guy.
Ooh.
And that wasn't the end of it.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The plot thickens.
You hit him over the head with frozen meatballs.
No. We weren't close enough to the canteen.
Damn it.
We were right around where the closet and the bathroom section is.
So you're only halfway through IKEA.
I still have to deal with this. You actually know halfway through?
Because I'm always lost.
Because it's very scary, and you have to know your midway point to get the map.
I pulled Daniel around, like, so when this was all over, Daniel was like, I'm about to kill a man. And I was like, no, honey, you get in line. I know he was doing it to you, but you weren't going to kill him. You were going to get my leftovers. I was so...
Going to shove 30 meatballs down that head.
So
such a dick.
We pull,
ladies first.
We pull, and again, yeah. there's almost nobody around us. Because we're there in the, it's 10:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. Right. Like, there's nobody really there. IKEA opens at 10, by the way. So if they're there at 10:30, like, there's really nobody there. So the fact that he went out of his way to get in our way, not once.
Mm-hmm. Not twice.
Three times.
What, thrice?
You know, I was going to say, the second time it's an accident. The third time it's on purpose.
The first time is an accident. The second time, how far up your own ass is your head? And the third time, bitch, I yelled at you once.
Make peace with God.
Like, how do you think when you yelled
at him? He didn't even
Because you're about
notice.
To meet him.
Oh, yeah. You're on your way.
What do you mean? You literally cut two people off.
He cut more than us off, because at that point, I've moved him into, we're now in the fast lane of the IKEA pedestrian pileway. Yeah. And we move and we catch up to another group
God,
of people.
Everybody's got one of these
and
stories.
And we've left him in our dust. I was like, we're getting around him because I don't trust myself not to murder him. And
right.
Daniel's got a temper that he has to prove sometimes. And this is one of them.
A car thing.
And
you flip somebody into the hood.
And so then we catch up to another group of people, and they're doing their thing, and we're about to go off, and this guy all of a sudden is in the middle of the group that's ahead of us.
How does this happen? What is this guy doing?
And I'm
is it
all
on
like,
purpose? Does he do this
he
for
must,
fun?
I think
is he going to IKEA and just
game.
Fuck with people's lives?
And I was like,
I
was all like, I do not care that you think you have gray hair and are older than me. I will out Asian grandma your respect.
Oh shit!
Like,
do you
want to
die
today? Oh shit! I'm like, I'm about to go full Jewish mother on your ass.
Game on, motherfucker!
And then so we're in the lighting. We're hanging out with the lamps, and I'm looking at plastic boxes, going, I could do art in this. And it was like, almost killed a grown man. I was like, bitch, please. You can have my mincemeat leftovers. It's just because three times, it's like, you have a weird hobby.
Right?
And it's weird that you think the lawsuit is going to come out in your favor.
See, I always thought that, like, there weren't any, like, unspoken laws when it comes to just walking somewhere.
No, but
you, my
you
gosh,
do
if courtesy. You fucking step in front of me and stop, I will literally bulldoze
three
the shit
times
out of you.
Three times
under
yeah.
60 seconds.
I would
yes.
literally...
In under 60 seconds.
Yeah, no. It, rules of the road, man. Get the fuck out of my way.
Well, and I've
yeah.
screamed at you. Like the employees in the furniture, in the plumbing section are coming over to go, what is that woman shouting about?
What is the screeching?
there's a banshee and I hear it.
Like, I'm screaming at him. I'm as close to him as I am to you now. And it's like, and you, and you're still oblivious? No, you deserve bodily harm.
But even like...
Public shaming and bodily harm. I want to take you on the moral court.
Ooh.
Just to drive it home.
Ooh.
And win some money off your butt.
We like, got IKEA with red.
There's great pokey stops.
There are some great pokey stops.
In IKEA? Like,
yes.
Wait, is it the different sections of the store? Or is it just the store itself?
It's just the store.
It's the canteen. The canteen is pokey stops.
Oh, God.
So I can get meatballs and pokeballs.
The coffee's amazing.
Like, I'm a very short human being.
Roto-rooter your ass.
I'm only 5'1", so, like, I think I'm walking at a pretty decent pace, but I guess I do walk faster because... I have a lot of friends, like,
better tall.
Like,
yeah,
you're
yeah.
six foot to six
yeah.
foot.
You're being left behind.
I got
no,
little
two,
legs.
Two steps of mine equals one step of theirs.
Yes, yeah. I got little legs, man, and they're moving fucking quick.
Yeah,
like,
so
I gotta
you're,
go.
Like, running to keep up.
Yeah, no, you have to airport walk that shit.
it's like a speed walk.
I'm missing
like,
my fucking flight. Yeah, exactly. Like, you're not necessarily, yeah, it's like, you're not necessarily running, but you're like, oh, fuck, I'm so late for my flight right now, holy shit, TSA's taking forever, and then, like, you're just...
You're out doing the tread, the,
exactly.
the tread sidewalk things.
Exactly. So, like, I
you
thought
beat
that,
the train.
How'd you do that? I thought I was walking at a pretty like, normal-esque pace. But,
yeah.
like, there was one person who was, like, literally, like, shuffling. And I almost, like, wanted to push her over. Just be like, move, bitch!
So,
I want to move!
Get out
time,
the way.
The first time I took Rick back to New York, he'd never been to New York. He'd never been further east than Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh,
and
sure.
So we get off the airplane. We are officially in New York. And this little old lady, poor, oh, bless her heart, with her travel suitcase, is rolling in front of us. And she's going a fair speed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting ready to move around her.
I will.
And then she decides to just stop.
Oh, God.
Oh, just right there?
Just stop in front of
me. In New York or in Minnesota?
In New York.
Oh, God.
Minnesota. Oh, she's fucking dead.
Yeah.
She's fucking dead.
I
get her the fuck out of the way. No,
she's
she made her peace with God. She's dead.
It gets better. It gets Or actually, for Westerners out here, most people think this is worse.
She's ready for that cannoli in the sky. She's fucking dead.
No. So when I tell this story out here, people are like, "You're a monster," and everybody else who's actually been to New York is like, "No, that tracks." So
no, you're on that little old lady over. You're fucking drunk.
I didn't just knock her over. I yelled at her.
Hell yeah.
I yelled at her.
Living that real New York fucking experience.
And all
the accent's coming out. Yeah, can't stop it.
My you're jersey done. Came full out. I was like, you God. Don't flipping stop in the middle of a walkway. You self-important little bitch. No, no, it gets worse for her. Bystanders.
She made her peace with
walking
God.
She by.
She made her peace with God.
Joined me.
Oh, yeah. No, because the bystanders know.
They saw it happen. They saw me knock this little old lady over with her suitcase, and they're like, that's what you get!
Well, I'm gonna fucking New York lady. You fucking get out of the way.
Stop! You pull up. You do the polite thing.
You got kind of a New York Chicago thing going on.
It's coming out. It's mostly Italian.
He gets a little bossy.
Weird amalgamation going on.
But you take half a step.
You know the inner city of everywhere?
Take half a step to the side. Fucking try stay there.
Like, move over to the right. How hard is it?
Just either side. Just move out of the way.
I have bumped into my fair share of people in high school because of that. Where they
high school.
Well, they bumped. Okay, it's narrow. I just want to get to class and then talk with my friends before class starts.
Nah, man, we're fucking throwing elbows.
There's always there's always like that one chick who just walks really slow, then stops in the middle, and then talks to her friends, and you're just like, bitch. And I'm rammed into like before.
It's self-importance. Like, that's what you're doing. If you have a problem with my attitude, you can kiss my ass.
It happens at conventions a lot, too.
Oh, conventions.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just
he's got the
me.
Wagon. He's like,
oh, don't get me started on wagon.
Boy, I'm getting this started.
So,
a guy who's almost pushing 50, grown-ass comic book jersey-wearing man cry.
Ooh,
oh,
okay,
you
killed Kevin Smith.
Road. Oh my God.
Can't go down that road.
No, names.
Oh, do we know someone like that?
Yeah. No, it's a true story.
Tell me after.
It's specific.
Tell me after. I doesn't have to know.
So somebody pulling their old wagon thing, and my response is, you're the asshole who brought a wagon. You don't get to complain that people damaged the shit you brought in your wagon.
I can't believe they ran into my wagon. I can't believe you brought a wagon!
See, you're being way too polite. You're an asshole. You're a self-important asshole.
Jesus.
Fucking wagon guy.
Wagon
I should cosplay wagon guy.
Just have like a teeny one.
No, I'm just gonna wear wagons.
Oh God. I was thinking like, here's my wagon. It's a little toy
wagon. We went
wagon.
To the cider show. we tried to do fall things and people in their strollers. And I'm so used to conventions that I was like, strollers are allowed? Yeah. Self-important asses.
You have the PTSD where it's like, there's children in strollers. And...
Watch your feet.
Yeah. But again, it's like, you know, just take half a step to either side.
Yep.
To either side. Check your blind spots. It's not hard. It's not hard.
Over your shoulder.
This is your PSA announcement. If you don't do it, you are at full risk of me screaming at you in public.
someone.
Do we have news today?
Yeah. We're just going to yell about that. Speaking of someone who is running the risk of being yelled at in public, Elizabeth Banks is such a victim.
Ooh.
She has popped off.
Ooh, are we talking about Charlie's Angels? Yeah, we are.
Elizabeth Banks is the brain trust that has... built this new Charlie's Angels film.
Okay, when you said popped off, do you mean like as in she's doing well or she's doing bad? Because now, like,
no, this is what old white men say when they. It's another way of saying she got uppity.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm used to the video game term where he's like, oh shit, he's popping off because he's like,
he has, he's killing everybody.
Yeah, like,
I don't know. I don't know what he's about to say.
That's why I'm like,
right now I'm not on his side.
So,
go on.
No, it's
so Elizabeth.
Renona White Ryder during when
Winona
like
Ryder.
Yeah when like she was getting yeah when she's no. just like looking around like that was me I'm like wait does he mean like she has a high KDA like what is
she does.
What is she saying?
So she is accusing the moviegoers that they do not want empowered strong female characters in film.
I'm sorry, but if your movie's shit, your movie's shit.
That is pretty much well it, because you have people...
No discrimination!
Tao said it. It's okay, Tao said
it. No discrimination!
Because
if your movie's shit, it's shit. Sorry.
Because
you can't fix a turd.
Exactly.
She's doing the Joker guy thing.
Well,
you
have...
You can throw sparkles at a turd, but it's not going to make it any better.
No, because you have women like Linda Hamilton...
I haven't seen it.
...and Gal Gadot...
Don't.
...both stepped in, and they're like, I'm sorry,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, like, Wonder Woman is one of the... like best-selling movies from the past couple of years.
If you're looking for a strong female summer release film,
go watch Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's pretty fucking sick. Yeah. I mean, it cleaned house, it kicked ass, it was nothing but women on that project.
Captain Marvel's really good. I like Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was better than Wonder Woman.
Ooh.
I do like me some Captain Marvel.
Edgy.
I think it's like edgy. I do have a slight,
Marvel is usually better.
I do have a slight crush on Brie Larson, though.
Yeah, Brie Larson is pretty.
Yeah, so like I think mine's a little bit biased because when I saw her in Scott Pilgrim, I kind of had a crush.
Oh my god, I have no intention of
seeing Charlie's Angels because it just looks you, and I'm like, boring to me.
Well, and that's the thing. So the film completely bombed in the box office. I mean,
maybe not the whole
thing. It was horrible. The reviews are horrible. The box office is horrible. The film is essentially horrible.
I haven't seen it. I have no intention of seeing it because when I watch the previews, what it looks like to me is a lot of dress-up costume changes of, don't I look cute in this outfit, but what about this outfit? And this one, I look really bombshell. And them doing kick-ass, sexually explicit things because it's basically a nerd boy's wet dream. And which is what Charlie's Angels has always been.
And weirdly enough, nobody went.
Nobody went.
But that's always what Charlie's Angels has been. And yeah. I have no interest. I had no interest in it in the 70s. I had no interest in it in the 80s. I had no interest in it when Bill Murray tried to take over that.
I was gonna say. I was just gonna mention Mr. Murray.
So it's like, okay. And I hear Kristen Stewart is great in it.
She may have one of her best performances to date. However,
where's that gauge
cares?
Set?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Low. But nobody cares. So Elizabeth Banks, who's the executive producer and who's all over this project, this is like her baby, came out as why it did so bad is because nerds or people are not interested in strong female characters, which of course enraged not only the nerd community, mm-hmm. but females that are like, fuck you, bitch. Your movie sucks.
It's so bad. I saw it.
Oh.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
So here's the thing. Like, partway through, I was just like, oh, we're going to do this sweet action scene. They're trying to infiltrate some, like, fucking thing. I don't know.
Ooh,
I wasn't paying that
undercover.
Much attention. Yeah, I was going to say, they're doing their whole undercover thing, and it's just like, fucking Kristen Stewart just tries to take over the whole operation. I'm just like, I just don't care. I don't care about her. I don't care about her problems. Mm-hmm. The whole movie, it was just her trying to take over.
The thing about it is we as audience members, we are not interested in the same story gimmicks that we were 20 years ago.
I think even 5 years ago. I honestly think the culture and the audience have actually progressed.
We have progressed, and we want different things from our stories. So you throw the same shit at you. So you throw some 70s sexy, powerful, kick-ass women at us, we are bored.
That feels like a 90s action
movie.
Dude,
even fucking
it's bad.
Like Mulan and Brave, which are animated films, are even more empowering.
They're
than
very
fucking
like,
go watch Alien. Go watch Alien.
Yeah,
watch...
even Sigourney Weaver popped off.
Yeah.
On me. She's like, fuck you.
Fucking Sigourney Weaver.
Like, what are you?
No, Sigourney Weaver can pop off.
No,
okay.
I just imagine them being like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, most of them did. Most of it, like Charlize Theron, even got on it. Like
backlash. Yeah, Atomic Blonde.
Women in movies.
Fucking Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
That woman.
The movie that they're about to do with Nicole Kidman and about the Fox News scandal.
What is it? Bombshells?
Bombshell?
Is that one? Yeah, that looks good.
That looks unsettling.
Good, crazy, like good female empowerment, awesome movie.
That's the
one to go see.
Mm-hmm.
Was Black Panther written by a woman? Or
yes.
Was it,
yes.
There you go.
And directed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So even with that, even though it's like following the story for T'Challa and whatnot, like his sister, like the warriors that fought, like listened to the king and whatnot, like all
the king's
very
bride is all women,
and they're all really strong, tough warriors.
But
they got to where they were.
It's not this bullshit of I'm a strong woman. It's I'm a woman.
Yeah,
and this is my job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Atomic Blonde. That's
which
God, go see
that
spy movie.
Which is the perfect segue to how I'm going to get Tao riled up.
Ooh.
I'm scared.
You shouldn't be. You're going to enjoy.
I need popcorn.
Okay. So I was at a popcorn.
I was at a shindig last night.
Okay. Ooh, a shindig? Oh, a hullabaloo?
I know the story. I'm
we were
wine.
Making
blood. Oh, you got to go?
No, I'm going to get wine. I'm going to let her finish.
There's no more vodka.
Got to go. My mom's calling me for dinner. We were making blankets for a homeless shelter.
Okay.
There were a bunch of us, and there was one dude, and he made some comments about gamers. And my
stepping into a dark territory, buddy.
And I said, they're not called girl gamers, they're just called gamers. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well...
Actually...
I'm going to literally fight somebody, I swear to
can
God.
Can I borrow your glasses to push them up?
No, I'm kidding.
No.
Some of the points he made really infuriated me.
Actually?
Oh my God. With the tie,
you look like you're at a geek squad.
I can't see fucking anything.
I'm fucking blind, but I can see the blur, and it's amazing.
Oh my God, you look like Chuck.
I should wear glasses more often.
Oh my
God.
I can't see fucking shit.
Yeah, no, I'm very blind.
Oh my God, poor lady. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm at -5.
Oh no.
-5? Yeah. Oh my God, you mean the seeing eye dog?
Yeah, that's my first. It's basically, if you take off my glasses and left me in the dark room, I'd be laying there just going, help.
Tell me about the Reddit.
Will you send me that picture?
Tell me about the Reddit. Yeah.
Because I can see the phone go up. That's about it.
But some of his points were... girl gamers just like they don't play real games. They just play games on their phone.
Are you fucking stupid?
My comment is like if I play games on my PC, I'm not a real gamer because only the Xbox games count. Like what is I understand
say,
what does that mean? The fact that there are certain devices that disqualify you.
Like
I would rate like how hard you game though. Like
I was
a casual
say,
gamer versus a hardcore gamer are two separate.
There are
but
some
you're
hardcore
you're
girl
still
gamers.
A
there's a lot
gamer.
Of them.
Yeah.
Yeah it's like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you enjoy it like video games and you like playing it, then you're a gamer. Like
yeah, crazy.
What kind of gatekeeping is this bullshit?
Oh yeah, it's gatekeeping, it's bullshit. It's
I said, okay, gatekeeper. And
where's your keymaster, you piece of shit?
I do enjoy playing games on my phone, but I do play PC and other things, but
like,
so what if they like to play on their
phone? Dude, I play phone games.
I play phone games.
Who cares?
It's on your phone, you're on the fucking train, you gotta play a game. Like,
yeah, you gotta kill some time.
Every time he came up with a new point, my response was, be careful, we all have scissors.
It's true. Actually,
what, just like
I mean, I have a knife.
People like that exist, and they're
crafting.
You know my whole actually argument. I'll fucking sock somebody in the face at a convention when I hear
actually,
because I can hear it in the crowd. I hear it. I listen to it.
So his final point was his way to pacify the group.
His close. This is his mic drop.
Oh, he's got a closing.
He's got a closing.
I wish there was a gender neutral term.
Gamer?
That's
yeah,
what I
gamer.
Said.
Dickhead? Like,
gamer?
What are you talking about?
I didn't say dickhead. I said, ooh, like gamer.
Yeah, it's not like it's like lady gamers. It's
and
like
then,
fucking like gender neutral is the gamer. Like.
And then he goes, I have to go.
Yeah, you should.
and when asked why, well, he's like, no, stay. Guys, don't let Red run you off. And he goes, no, I have to go lead a board game group. And I was like, does that make like, are they real gamers?
Oh, I was going to say, so we classify now. Is it just video games?
Because
I know people only
cards,
play board games.
Dice?
Like,
yeah, tabletop is
yeah. Are the fucking D&D nerds, are they
no.
gamers now?
I,
no, they are. Shut up. They are.
No.
It's a game.
I just imagine...
They're erring.
I thought it would be really, like, nerdy insult. Just, you should make, like, Commander Shepard and just, you should go.
You should go.
Oh, I wish I was
please
smart
leave.
Like that.
I really wish you could have just pulled the, do you know who I am?
Well,
I really wish at that moment.
I'm on Westworld's #3 most rated nerd podcast.
Have we moved up?
Yes.
Oh,
hell what number actually are we?
I thought we were four.
Oh, we're four. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but to be fair, the two that are in front of us are movie and film based podcasts.
Oh, so we're general pop culture.
We are like the full encompassing geek.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that was
my comment
sure.
of just like
that is
sure.
the dumbest person
fucking,
I've ever met.
There's always somebody
life.
Like that. It's always a dude. It's always like some. Was he white? Was he some like bigger dude like myself?
That's
did he have a beard?
Only
he had a beard.
Dude. Yeah,
he had a beard. But
wait,
it was
did
like,
he wear a stupid hat?
No. Okay. No, well, he didn't. No.
I'm trying to stereotype
he,
them.
He
wore, they're was, everywhere.
He had that sandy colored hair that when it's on women it's called brown.
Dirty
and,
blonde.
And when it's on men it's called no, it's brown on men and blonde on women. But his beard is actually see through even though there was a lot of it.
Oh.
Like it was that mousy stuff.
Oh God. Yikes.
So he's got pube face.
Blonde pube.
Oh, so they're see-through pubes.
Oh, God.
The poor man.
I think the worst...
I know, he was locked in a room with me.
The worst thing...
I was going to say...
You can ever say, I think to me, and like personally, especially because I've been on like a few Tinder dates like in the past, because now I just don't give a shit. My life has been taken over by video games.
Hell yeah, same.
Yeah!
What? Are you a gamer?
Are you a gamer?
We're still going to see the Sonic movie. I don't care.
What do they call the female version of you?
No, I'm just
kidding.
Fuck!
I hate you so
much. I know.
Oh my God.
There were some times when, like, when we were having conversations and they asked me, like, what kind of games I play. I'm like, at the current or, like, what games I like in general, because there's a lot.
Well, that's kind of a broad question.
It's like whipping out, like,
Zelda.
A scroll of, like, games. Like, let me look here. Top games are this one. Are we talking about time periods?
Yeah,
because
like,
early 2000s, or are we talking about a little bit, like, more recent? Like,
you make your dates go and cry in a corner, don't you? Because they are so out of their depth.
No, they just think that I want to marry them.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened.
Like,
a lot
I play
games
video though. Games on my Tinder, and they're like.
Yeah, it's the worst thing that you could do is like whenever you like they say, "Oh, I've always wanted to date an Asian girl that played video games," and then that's immediately a red flag. I'm like, I gotta go.
I don't even want to know about the rest of the fetishes.
Yeah. I know.
Cause
ooh. Yeah, because I'm just like, y'all have yellow fever. You guys gotta calm down. Like, get out of here. We're not submissive. Like, we are not the things that you see in hentai. Like, get out of here.
Yeah,
that's the
wrong.
Fantasy of Asian men. Because the real Asian woman has never been that.
Nope.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, they're just very much just like,
fucking,
nope.
That's going to be a big hex for me, dog.
Yeah, no, I fucking... That was like immediately.
What are we gonna do? Be judges? We're gonna go on dates with Tao, and
we're gonna
be
sit
like,
behind her and just popcorn.
Exactly.
Oh, no, fam.
He says something like red card.
No,
I'm like,
not,
yes,
you're
exactly.
Not going to do any dating show.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That
it's
would
gonna
be awesome.
Tao.
We'll do
like
judging at the end, like masked
your
singer.
Pants on right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's gonna be like two different judgings where like you have like final score at the end, but like throughout the entire conversation, you just have like different cards like
fair.
In
no, and I want the buzzer. I want to be like signing.
Yeah, can we get the X's?
I want the X's.
You know what? I might be able to set that up at the Alamo. I have friends who still work there. We can get the X's in the front row of the theater.
I love that.
I just imagine they say something. I look back and you just red card like.
Yellow card to slow it down. Yellow card to slow it down because
we know where you're going, but you're getting there too fast.
You're treading dangerous territory.
The poor bastard who gets us is going to be like,
God. That is brilliant.
Is this for a film thing? No, we just do this for fun.
Yeah, if they don't understand like the Letterkenny reference of it, where like the
hey,
guys are like,
he just holds up a red card.
Yeah, they're like, oh, what? Do you see this? This is so red. Yeah. Like they're all yelling.
Pitter patter, let's get going.
My favorite had to be Stewart's.
You don't have a yellow. What's the blue card for? You have red and blue cards. What's the blue card?
I don't know where the yellow is.
No, I mean,
blue,
you know,
blue is your cold.
What does blue mean?
Blue is your cold. You got no charisma, no chemistry.
Blue card.
Blue, you're out. You're
no, wait, is blue worse than red?
Yes,
blue is just the card protector of the red card.
Yeah.
My favorite had to be, though, with Stuart when he's like, ow, ow,
yeah,
ow. Like, he's injured. What are you doing? Like, ow.
Red card.
Yeah,
I need red and yellow cards in real life.
I mean,
I have.
Okay.
You have a blue card. You're a liar.
So
the red card is put away.
So future husbando, or maybe, I don't know. Like if
the proper female term is thought.
If you ever say that to my face, I will immediately leave. Like, no.
That's
I said it to her face.
I think
that's
very polite.
It's like, I gotta go.
That's the Irish accent.
No,
you just
excuse.
You just
no,
you didn't get punched in the face? or like I didn't take a picture and post it on the internet with the caption of why I'm leaving.
Oh, I was thinking of the one where like you pretend that you have a phone call from a friend, like you text a friend, have them call you, and then like they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I gotta go. No excuses. No anything. Just I should go and just leave.
What we need are yellow and red cards for life. You go on a date. Yeah. And he just says something. You don't have to
red card.
Justify it. You just give him a red card. He knows immediately, I done fucked up.
Yeah, you red card, you leave.
Exactly. He's like, you're out. Is this soccer? And then you just say, like, you go back to take back the card. You're like, I need this. Yeah. And then you just walk back.
I need this for the next date.
That's right. My next one is in 10 minutes. You're done. Hit the showers, kid.
No, I've always hated that.
Pitter patter, let's keep going.
Oh, my God. Apparently.
speaking of pitter-patter, the biggest craze to hit the internet.
If he's not talking about Letterkenny, I'm going to freak out.
I fucking love Letterkenny.
No, go on. What's the biggest craze to hit?
Have you ever seen Letterkenny?
Baby Yoda.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, let's talk about Baby Yoda. Okay, so we could have done a whole podcast about this.
The number one meme right now. The number one meme is Baby Yoda, but he's sitting there drinking tea.
Yeah,
and it is
sipping tea. Yoda. Look at full size Yoda and toy Yoda.
So Baby Yoda in the latest episode of The Mandalorian, he's sitting there with a cup of tea, just sipping, watching a fight.
At a bar.
It's hilarious.
Because I'm the size of a fetus, and then
it's soup. Actually, if you watch the episode, it's soup. Well, call it something else, but he's replaced
it's
Kermit the Frog
or something.
He replaced Kermit the Frog sipping soup. That's not the gift. Give me a gift, damn it!
I will. That's me. That's like that's the big mood, the big energy, the big dick energy.
Yeah, it's there you go.
There you go.
Oh,
look at him. So I love what's his name?
I love him.
The German guy who's the he's the Imperial officer.
Oh, from episode like two, the Imperial guy, yeah.
He's the one who talked the entire crew into keeping Puppet Yoda.
No, you need the physical representation.
They were going to do CGI. He heard Favreau talking that they were going to switch to CGI.
Yeah.
All this other stuff. He called him a coward. He's like, you coward. How dare you?
You know what? I applaud that.
I love that.
He also directs an episode,
yes,
I think.
Those are strong words, too.
he called him a coward. And he's like, it's like, that's the reason we have the most adorable little puppet in the entire universe.
I mean, it is, and I love the fact that everybody was, even Disney was behind the curve on this. They're like, we don't want, you have t-shirts coming. Everyone is begging for a toy. And they are rushing to get toys out in time for Christmas.
They're not going to make t-shirts.
I will fawn over Baby Yoda for fucking days.
Yeah.
But if I see old Yoda, I might punt him.
This week's episode, I cracked a tear because I honestly thought they did away with him. And I'm all like,
yeah, because like, I'm not gonna spoil it. But there's a moment where you think they're gonna leave him.
Yeah.
Because it's like that's how you think the show is gonna go, where it's like, oh, we're gonna leave him here and we're just gonna go fight the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that. It's like, oh yes. My heart.
they don't take the easy road.
Devin and I almost cried at the point where he's like,
oh my God,
we gotta take him. Like, we gotta go.
So one of my favorite memes that had spawned with the Baby Yoda thing was me picking up my cat, and it's when who was it that was picking up him by like the
Mandalorian. He picks him up a lot.
Yeah, he picks him up by like the back of his mm-hmm. like
his little hood.
Yeah. And then just puts him into like a cradle or something.
Well, it was his cradle for the longest time, but now the cradle is gone. The cradle got trashed.
Tao, I have so many memes. I'm going to start sending
you. He's like walking around, which is hilarious because, you know, he's like...
He like waddles.
He does. He's got this little baby waddle.
And everybody has to remember, this thing's 50 years old.
Yeah.
It's like this big. And I'm like,
protect him
at all costs.
It's like me putting, like, picking up my cat and they're, like, Mandalorian's just putting him into the cradle.
Yeah. I mean, this week's episode by far, I mean, I'm still a fan of the second episode.
Yes.
Because Jawas are badass.
The second...
Don't fuck with Jawas.
The second episode really sets up the rest of the show.
It does.
Like, the first episode, it's like, okay, we're getting... story, but like the second episode, you really learn who the Mandalorian is.
Yeah,
that it's like That's why Boba Fett's kind of a piece of shit. It's like you see him stumbling around. It's like, oh, right, they're people. They're badass people, but they're people.
They're people.
Yeah, like he couldn't get up the Jawa fucking sandcrawler. No. There's 100 of them. Like,
and they whooped his ass.
Yeah, they kick him off the sandcrawler. They're like, nope.
Yeah, so then we get to this episode. Dina Carano, who's former MMA badass chick.
I hope we see more of her.
I really do want. And she's former Rebellion. So yeah. we actually get a timeline now.
That's awesome.
It is actually really right after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. Because
they talk about Endor. They fill in a lot of questions.
You kind
of
learned that in the first episode. Not really.
Not really. It's still ambiguous.
That, like, there's the Shattered Empire that's there. Mm-hmm. So, like, oh, you see stormtroopers, but they kind of look shitty. They have dirt on their armor, and you can tell, like, they're hiding. They're in, like, a hole.
Yep.
And so you're like, okay, so we're kind of after the Death Star has been blown up again.
Well, and you get the question, because Timothy Zahn, heir to the Empire series that he wrote,
mm-hmm.
He speaks directly to, like, all the different factions and groups that broke up after the Empire fell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they kind of mentioned that in the first episode, but this one, it really, because her character, Dina Carano, she talks directly to what happened after Endor. And we finally get some major pieces filled in as far as, okay, so this is relatively before New Order. So New Order hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay, so we're not to, oh.
So we're not to New Order yet. New Order hasn't happened.
Okay.
So we're in that gap. They're filling in between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens.
Nice. I like that. I appreciate it. We're getting filler. I made the comment that it's like, oh, people were upset. Because, like, the fourth episode, you can kind of consider it a filler episode. Because it kind of is. It's the Seven Samurai. It's a little slow. We're taking care of a village, like... It's slower than the other episodes have been.
But you know what?
But it's fine, and it's the filler series.
But it does.
Now, Baby Yoda's more adorable than Baby Groot. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's fire!
I would use Baby Groot as firewood to keep Baby Yoda warm.
Yes, I would. But see, the thing is that I'm upset with it. It's not filler. It is much needed and crucial character development.
Yes.
Same energy.
Because not only do we figure out the timeline, we have a little bit more foothold on the timeline, we also get definite characterization of what Mando and the Mandalorians and everything. Because we get some direct, hard-hitting questions shot right at him.
Well, yeah.
Why don't you take your helmet off? When was the last time you took it off in front of a person?
And he has a human connection. He almost... Oh, God. It's hard to not get into spoilers, but he has a human connection with somebody.
He does.
Even though he's technically not human. But Slurp yes. Soup, man. Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
You can tell he all of a sudden, like, you really resonate with the guy.
You do.
We haven't seen his fucking face. They tease that you might see his face. You haven't seen his face the entire show.
And I'm fine with that.
But yet, all of a sudden, you're like, this is one of the most human characters.
He has something to say.
Yeah,
it's because you don't need a face to be human.
Exactly. And it's perfect.
It is. I don't want... And I pray to God it's like Snake Eyes. You never see his face.
I don't want to see...
Because when they tried to prequel the Boba Fett story, that pissed me off beyond all reason.
Yeah.
That's a whole other argument I have with the whole... I get it, but I also am upset about it. But my whole thing is... We have this character who's mysterious... If I see his face for, like, a blip, that's fine.
Wrecked.
And it's like, I want to see his face maybe for, like, half a second. And maybe a tender moment, like, where it makes sense. Where it's like, oh, he's at, like, a vulnerable point. And but it's okay,
realize,
it makes sense.
I realize this comparison is going to open up a can of worms, and I'm going to do it anyway.
It'd
kind of be like the unmasking if we ever saw the face of V and V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
It would ruin everything.
There's this whole
well, and he even says in the last episode, if somebody sees me without my helmet, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm out of the uniform.
Yeah, God, people are freaking out about that so much because I just finished Star Wars Rebels,
right? Because
and like all the Mandalorians take off their helmets like constantly.
Yeah. They're having a hard time writing like fanfic pornography without seeing what's under his helmet. I know, they're freaking out.
It's hard. It's difficult.
I know you have problems out there.
Listen,
know.
We know what the actor looks like, so
we
just draw that.
I don't.
Fucking number one dad, the fucking Mandalorian,
I just love that they took composites of the original Boba Fett sketch
right.
for the outfit and the cartoon and basically made it the Mandalorian.
And do you know what I like? So a lot of people have forgotten that this exists. The Christmas special exists.
Yeah, this is exactly
they haven't forgotten. They've drunk it away.
Yeah, and so his gun, his gun that he uses
is directly out of the cartoon.
From the cartoon. Yep. And fucking the armor that he the like red coloring that's from the cartoon.
Whole color scheme.
But
all
unlike Solo, they're not beating you over the head with everything.
And that's what I like.
Very
fucking
subtle.
The most recent episode, you see a Lothcat.
Yeah.
That's from fucking Star Wars Rebels.
Yep.
And you see it for half a second and it's gone. They don't explain it. It's just there.
Just there.
And this is how you do better Star Wars.
Is this me when I try to walk with my tall friends?
Yes. It is.
The little adorable bastard.
Just, oh, shit.
Yeah,
God damn it.
I haven't seen
it. I look like I'm about to read the fucking news to somebody.
I know.
It's funny because,
this week
just,
in Geek News.
I'm gonna post that picture with the podcast.
Yes.
All right,
I love
that.
I'm totally
keep
sold.
Watching
there's,
the show.
There's only 8 chapters.
I'm gonna wait.
We're halfway through.
We're halfway through.
We're at the halfway point.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting for it to come to Netflix.
Oof.
Ooh,
I'm waiting
fired.
For somebody to say that to me and actually mean it.
I do.
And I'm scared. Oh no.
I know. Oh
wait
God.
For it on VHS.
Netflix.
It'll probably come sooner.
Its own bag of troubles.
Tumblr's just full of him just sipping.
Yeah,
his
no.
Soup.
Yeah. Baby Yoda.
The cutest thing ever, and I can't right now.
Baby Yoda's the best
like
thing that has
like
happened
like
to Star Wars in a long
kid.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, and somebody. This is kind of. It's not a spoiler, but you can. There's a part of the Rise of Skywalker, more Star Wars, in the trailer where in the Mandalorian you see him. He fires his gun, and it's got a yellow laser bolt.
Mm-hmm.
That's very rare in Star Wars. We haven't really seen too much of that. In the newest Rise of Skywalker trailer, you can see a yellow laser bolt fly past somebody, and everybody's freaking the fuck out about this one thing.
It's,
and I'm like, I don't know.
You know what? Because there's a direct.
But I hope he's there.
No, it's
I hope he's there.
It's Empire, because when he shoots that thing, it's a disintegration. And remember what Darth Vader said to everybody. No disintegrations.
Yeah.
It's what he's shooting.
Yeah,
it's,
I was
gonna
say. And everybody's
rifle.
Freaking out, and
yeah,
I'm just like,
not, no.
I'm just excited for more Star Wars.
No, it ain't.
So I saw
we need more
the
Star
latest
Wars.
Trailer for The Rise of Skywalker.
Sure.
And I'm more pissed off than ever.
Oh no!
What?
Really?
Uh huh.
Why?
It would be. It's a prediction, but if I'm right, it's a major spoiler.
Ooh, you know what? Say it out loud. I don't
yeah.
care.
Go ahead.
It's just Return of the Jedi.
No, no way. It's like that's what
Return
they've been doing this entire time, and it's not good.
And I mean, like they completely give it away that whiny would be Jason Solo, but isn't because Jesus. apparently there's no.
They fly now? Yeah, they fly now.
That part actually made me laugh.
Made me
I was
laugh.
Like,
yeah.
But why show me that? That would have been funnier in the movie.
Some bitch in charge of the Star Wars franchise.
Kathleen Kennedy. She can die in a fire.
Said that there's no text to pull from.
Can I talk about that for a second? Because that upsets me.
That is bullshit.
The reason that the Star Wars franchise has gone the way it's gone and fans are upset and she's like, I'm sorry, but it's not like there's any text to pull from.
No. Here's
and,
the thing.
Oh my God.
So, when she said that, she was trying to defend because people were upset about Last Jedi. Last Jedi, it's not a good movie. It's
no.
not. I've said some things I enjoy about it.
It hasn't been a good Star Wars movie since Return of the Jedi.
I liked Force Awakens. Force Awakens is fine. It's fucking A New Hope again.
Yeah.
But it's a fine movie. I like the character. I like Rey. I think Rey's a good character.
Sure. If only we'd done something interesting with her.
And that's the thing is like she's trying to defend Kathleen Kennedy's trying to defend that nothing happens to her in Last Jedi, where it's like they literally say, you're nothing, you're from nothing, you're nobody. And it's like that was Rian Johnson's decision, and now they're trying to fix all that, where he kind of took over and they're like, oh no, we fucked up, and now they're trying to fix it, and I don't have high hopes for Rise of Skywalker. Some of the trailers look fine, some things look interesting. I'm going to go see it regardless because
it's Star Wars. I'm now at the point where I'm like, I think they're actually brother and sister. I thought they were cousins.
It'd be funny if they were brother and sister if we're just going to have that
with
circle.
With all the sexual tension.
No, let's keep going.
Sometimes.
Make it worse.
I'm now at the point of not only is he going to join her side, but and have a whole Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker moment. It turns out this was all pointless and my dad was
we
like,
fucked in our brains. Like,
But I think they're brother and sister.
And that's the whole thing. It's like Mandalorian shows me that there's hope for Star Wars spinoffs. I hope we see good things out of Obi-Wan Kenobi's story.
Well, they're saying that Jon Favreau may actually hold the future of Star Wars in his hands.
If he continues making more stuff, because they just said they finished wrapping up filming of season 2 for The Mandalorian.
Yep.
So if it continues on the way it's continued on, even the filler episodes are great. Even the episodes where you're like, that wasn't as good as the rest of them. But
you know what?
I think TV shows are the way to go.
I have yet to say that on any of the episodes.
I haven't said that. I've enjoyed every single episode, but I know how the internet is, and I know how this goes.
I honestly think that people...
sending me so many memes.
I'm sorry. I found the tweet
where the guy called him a coward.
Yeah. I honestly think it's people just trolling for the sake of trolling. I really think that there
weird.
Are a
it's
lot
like
of bitter Star Wars
a game.
People out there who, you know what? Jon Favreau has done more in the last 4 months with The Mandalorian than Disney has done with Star Wars
in the last 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah. It's like
the only good thing that came out was Rogue One. And I stand on that.
I enjoyed Force Awakens. It's fine. Last Jedi, I could have done without. But at least Force Awakens, at least we got introduced to characters that I enjoy. Last Jedi, I was just like, I don't care about any of these fucking people right now.
Mm-mm.
Maybe later. Maybe in the next one. Hopefully. Maybe Disney's learned, and maybe that's why J.J. Abrams came back.
Disney hasn't had to learn anything since 95.
Okay, maybe the people working with Disney have learned.
Yes.
Hopefully.
The people that
some kind of
inherited
thing.
Star Wars.
Like that whole Pocahontas thing, that was the last time they had to learn
oof.
Shit.
Town no.
Speaking
wait,
of
what?
Learning...
No,
town continue.
Speaking of learning shit, obviously some people have taken a page from the Sonic fuck up and have applied it to Cats. Because what I have seen on the trailer and this nonsense that is about to be released into the public is absolute...
That uncanny valley of
oh
a movie.
All I've learned is Andrew Lloyd Webber should not be allowed to make movies.
No! Oof. He is not allowed into this media.
He is a genius at stage.
Yes, yeah. But not film.
And I'm going to go against everything of all my music buddies and be like, you know what? I fucking like Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals. Fight me.
I think his musicals are great. But if they would have just done cat suits, if they would have just not gone with the CGI.
But he keeps trying to recreate his stage productions with the stage magic using computers.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
that's not the point.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. If it would have been, like, cats that looked like cats, like if they were actual cats.
See? I would be on board for that.
It would be perfect.
Like all the Baby Yodas?
Yes.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
Like,
a movie...
singing Gremlins!
That would fix the entire
God.
Thing. I would go see that movie if it was, like, Aristocats.
And
it's... And it's CGI cats. I'm just going to keep going because she's going to have a mental breakdown. But that's the thing.
Cuteness
that would fix
overload
that movie
over here.
Immediately.
Just,
if it wasn't James Corden's face stapled onto a cat.
All the Baby Yodas.
Exactly.
I mean, we
it'd
have
Idris
Elba, who I never really considered can do any wrong.
He looks weird.
He looks weird.
The whole movie, it's because they took these cat bodies... So that their whole thing was they were going to be like, okay, this is going to be super realistic looking. We're going to have them be in these cat suits. We're just going to take the cat suits and put them in the movie. But then they changed things.
Yeah.
They made the cat suits
like
into
the
CGI.
Like the tollway on 36. They changed things without discussing
them. It's so weird. And it's so creepy.
Taylor Swift does not look...
Oh, no.
She looks... She looks weird.
I've got a crush
with.
On her since
right?
high school.
Yeah,
and
no,
now,
she's
now,
not
now,
aging well.
I literally come across this.
Baby Yoda, Taylor Swift.
What? Oh my god, See, if you just had a whole cast of baby Yodas that sing and dance, but like with their stubby legs.
And if they
with the stubby legs!
Imagine like a whole movie of just cats singing and dancing.
Stubby!
And there were four-legged
cats.
Picture.
I need that.
Lipton.
You've got Lipton.
I need that picture.
Yeah, that. It's just like, this is why Star Wars is winning and Cats isn't. Yep. And it's the reason Sonic is doing better, because they took Sonic
That's
and they
a
went,
weird thing
hey, we made a cartoon character and put him into real life, and it looked fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Let's just make him a cartoon character. It's the reason the Smurfs movie is okay. Because
you know
they're still
I
their
like
little
the
cartoon. And that's the thing. They're still their little cartoon. If they would have made them look like little people and they were just blue,
ooh,
it would have
been
fucking weird.
Yeah. Imagine if they did that with Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
If they tried to humanoid the Toon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It'd be weird and it's creepy. And it's like...
And not in the, noir way they ended
yes.
up with.
Like, even if they would have been in the costumes from, like, the Broadway play, even if they would have been in like, those, like, costumes...
Still uncomfortable, but less uncomfortable.
That's the thing. Like, you know they're people in a costume.
Right.
This, it's like, they look like cat people, and it's weird.
Is that you?
Not okay.
Yeah, I sent you four.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah,
I sent you the ones that...
Tao's been sending me shitloads of memes. Thank you for sending them.
I tried to send it to you via... Instagram, but it wouldn't let me.
Todd, continue sending me Yoda memes.
I
you know what? We could do literally a Yoda meme a day. As many are coming out right now.
No, yeah.
Because of Baby Yoda, I do kind of want to subscribe to Disney+.
That's the practical effects.
I feel that way too, but I'm just waiting for it to come to Netflix.
Anyone want to share?
I mean, you want to just come hang out? We can watch fucking Disney Plus.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone is willing to share their Hulu or their not their Hulu, their
Disney
Plus,
Plus,
I will share my Hulu, which is ad free.
I might take you up on that actually.
Yeah.
Unless
I need to watch My Hero.
Girl
and
gamers,
on
in which case she'll just
yeah, no,
season
I
four.
Yeah, I haven't watched much of season four, and I need Hulu. So
my boy Kirishima. And
yeah,
his
no, kid. Don't. Don't.
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying character development. All right.
Yeah.
That's a big
fantastic.
Thing.
Okay, weed
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
No idea.
Anime.
What?
The mangoes and the animus.
Mangoes?
Get off my
are those,
lawn.
Are those critters out in the field?
They're new Pokemon. Sword and Shield. Sword and Shield is a great game.
No, that's an insurance company.
No, that's blue. Nope.
I do.
Oh my god, I suddenly have a visual of flow and I don't need
oh.
it. Oh shit. Moving along, speaking
of. You guys are Pokéchips!
Weeb shit!
This whole time!
Shit.
This whole
speaking
time.
Of weeb shit, the Umbrella Academy season 2
That's
is
not
wrapped.
Weeb shit, but I'll give you the.
Oh my god. Okay, so after I have watched all of the different teen shows, I have to say, by far, Grand Champion is Umbrella Academy.
I liked it better than Doom Patrol, which came out around the same time.
I like it better than Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
It did better than... I think it's better than Watchmen. Because somebody tried comparing it to Watchmen on me, and I'm like, no.
The only reason they do
different.
That is because they're superheroes, and that's the only reason. It's the same thing with Doom Patrol. They're very different.
Yeah.
But the only reason I compare them is they came out at the exact same time. So it's hard not
to. It's a close race between The Boys and... Umbrella Academy for me.
Yeah, The Boys, if you want a more adult, like, more gruesome, more violent,
mm-hmm.
a little darker, a little grittier, The Boys is your way to go. But I think Umbrella Academy does a good job of, like, storytelling.
It does.
And of...
The character development, the pacing, the storytelling
good
itself.
Good world building, too.
The world building is tremendous.
Where it's
and
like there's this weird shit going on in the background that you don't even know about.
You're like, what the hell?
It's fantastic.
I actually, and I know I'm going to get mail on this one. I do
You're
like
gonna
it.
Get mail.
I'm going to get mail. Titans. I think it's better than Titans as well.
I 100% agree. Well, Titans
is weird, but it's still, and I throw it in with Umbrella Academy only because it's kids. It's still trying to have that gruesome, edgy side.
Yeah, but they're
Runaways?
Teens and
Runaways got canceled.
Runaways is hard to watch too. It's not
and
good.
It is horrible story.
I mean,
Marvel is not good at the live action TV shows.
Nope.
They've had a rough streak. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the only one I've actually really enjoyed.
Because I remember Runaways, but I didn't realize that it got canceled. Yeah. You know?
And Cloak and Dagger got
Cloak
canceled.
Cloak and Dagger got canceled.
Yeah, my, I think it was Kendra who wanted me to cosplay Nico, was her name?
Yeah.
It's a witch girl?
Let's face it, the only two Marvel series that are worth a shit are Daredevil and Punisher.
Yep.
And I
hope the second season of Punisher was kind of wah-wah.
Yep.
But there's, Daredevil was still
knew,
pretty
that was because they knew they got canceled.
Yeah, and they didn't care. They
There's inner workings and rumors and whispers that they're going to at least bring the actors back from Daredevil and Punisher to be their respective characters. Whether or not that's true, we'll see, but I'd like to at least see them in the MCU as cameos.
The rumor is, in the next Spider-Man film, actually Johnny Cox is coming in to play the lawyer that represents Peter Parker.
Ooh, so we might get Daredevil action.
We might see some Daredevil, but it breaks down with their contracts, and they have to have that certain allotted time from the cancellation to the new series.
Well, you can tell that... Well, I mean, Marvel kind of owns their contracts. I mean, Netflix and it's Netflix and Marvel, but you can tell Marvel and Disney are probably the benefactors in that since they got canceled so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of hope that...
Someone's getting a punch.
Yeah, so we might see our boy, you know, Foggy, and we might see some Daredevil action.
And you know what? I'm
Foggy is definitely the Sam of the Marvel universe. Every time someone says, your boy, I think of...
The Sam...
Mr. Frodo! Every time someone says, your boy, I keep thinking of the guy from BuzzFeed Unsolved, where he's like, hey, demons, it's your boy. And that, it's like, hey, it's your boy, skinny penis.
Hey.
That just makes me think of Jason Mendoza. It's your boy. I fucking love that man. So funny.
So at least we will see both, because The Boys season 2 is wrapped. Umbrella Academy season 2 is
wrapped. I'm so excited for The Boys.
Those are the two that I'm actually most engaged and really enjoying.
Yeah.
Watchmen.
I haven't seen Watchmen yet, but I have been seeing a lot of reviews.
I was close on my theory.
You were very close.
And wasn't on Mars.
Well, I think it's a moon on Saturn.
I am definitely intrigued and excited about what's happening.
Yeah.
My favorite thing that I'm hearing is that it's a continuation and without being, you know, uberly gatekeeper about it, you kind of have had to have read the graphic. Not watched the movie.
No.
You kind of had to have read the graphic. Yes. If you haven't read the graphic, you are not allowed to criticize, is what I am understanding.
They really do a good job of, they handhold the people who have not read the graphic novel.
Because there's a lot going on and people are criticizing, and it's like, no, if you read the graphic, you would understand, without trying to be a gatekeeper, mm-hmm. but they're not waiting. Like, they're going to do the thing. This is exactly what spin-off storytelling should be.
Correct.
Looking at you, Solo.
Well, looking at you, Harry Potter.
And that's the thing, is they really do a good job of taking that world that, like, if you've read the graphic novel, you know what happened.
You're understanding
you know the fucking
why this is happening.
Bonkers, insane things that happened. My phone is going off.
I'm sorry.
Every second.
If you're just upset, it's probably because you aren't understanding because you haven't read. And again, I don't want to be a gatekeeper about it, but you need to... This is exactly what spin-off storytelling should be, which is you read the original content, not the spoofy movie.
Yep.
And then we are going to go from there, and we're going to try and do justice to that content.
And it makes sense if you haven't
seen
it and haven't read
it. Squid Monsters makes no sense even in the original.
Well, I was going to say,
but
it's
they
weird.
Explain
and
right,
that.
But
in
the most recent episode, they do. They make it... I get it now.
Like, man, I don't get that. That's one of those moments where I'm like, I really like you, Alan Moore. You make it so hard. It so hard, Rasputin. So hard.
And how they give that away and how they explain that away from the graphic, because we don't see it in the film.
Because they were like, that ending's stupid and we're going to do something different.
Yes, so we do something different, but it is definitely playing into the director's cut, it's playing into the graphic, and they explain it away very curtly.
Yeah, and the references to the movie, there's like a few.
There's a few.
There's a, like music mostly. It's musical cues, which
but the music
perfect.
Of Watchmen, hands down, was very well done.
Yeah,
yes.
It's
better
it's
than some of the
perfect.
Actor choices. I have no opinion.
Yeah, and that's
on
the thing
anything.
Is, and they make references to certain things that mm-hmm. are like real quick. We get a reference to Owlman.
We've gotten multiple references to Owlman, but we have yet to see his fate.
No.
Because
well,
as far as we know, he's in prison.
If you read the fun journals of Rorschach that have been released online by HBO, he's in prison. He's been in prison since he turned himself in after the whole Dr. Manhattan shit.
Oh, he
had
a telltale heart moment?
Yeah,
oh,
a little bit. He turned himself in, all this other shit, so
guilty conscience.
He felt guilty, and he's in there for life, basically. For being a vigilante.
Because they hinted at it when Silk Spectre gets introduced to the Watchmen.
Yeah.
Which I'm like...
It's a good introduction. It's well
very
done.
Good.
Oh, man, that show's good.
Very good introduction. But it's extremely two different storytelling styles.
Yes.
When you compare, both are good. Both are very good. I don't want to discredit one over the other, but it is very different storytelling, mm-hmm. and it's very, you're trying to establish new characters and continue a story versus establishing characters that you kind of are familiar with and carrying in a direction.
The beautiful thing about graphic novels, and I think one of the reasons that they are loved across borders, cultures, time periods, always, is that you get to tell a story using multiple mediums within one medium at the same time. So if you translate that into cinema, in this case television, but still cinema, the way they use pacing, like the speed of the film, the black and white versus color, very similar to graphic novels, and also the score that they have been using, or lack of score, the choice of background music, where it's period piece or period inspired, or you know, and it's very that's the level. That's what when we are reading graphic novels going, I wish they turned this into a thing I can watch on the screen, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Is that extra level and that's what I'm hearing we're getting. So I can't wait for this to be done and I can watch it.
Just binge watch it.
You can watch it on Netflix.
Speaking of that, Netflix has said that we will see the
Netflix has ruined me. I can't watch things on a week to week basis.
No, it's very difficult.
It is.
I
waiting for The Mandalorian to
Good
come out.
Good Place has wrecked me.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be able to, where it's like, oh, I followed like the most recent chapter or something or the most like recent episode, and then now I'm just like, I gotta binge it. Like everyone's like, oh, have you watched like any of Boku no Hero Academia? I'm like, no. I gotta wait. I was like, I literally binge watched 3 seasons in 5 days. It would have been 3 had I not slowed myself down a little bit. So I gotta calm my shit.
So we are looking at mid to early 2020 for the next installment of Umbrella Academy, and I'm gonna say The Boys will not be too far behind on that one.
Oh yeah.
Channing Tatum is clawing at any opportunity to get in on a franchise, and now he's attached
Legend
his name to the max.
I love Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, I was curious to see him play Gambit. We knew that film was never going to happen.
I can see him in a Marvel role, though.
I can see him in a Marvel role.
I don't
role.
Know what, but I can see him doing something.
I can't see him being Gambit. He doesn't have the hair for it. He doesn't have the personality for it. He doesn't have the build for it. Gambit's lean and
oh god, who's the there's
wiry.
This they have a Superman type character.
He was born in the wrong decade because
he
you
was.
See, he is ideal for the golden age of action movies of the 90s where you didn't have to act; you just kind of had to show up and have abs. And poor Channing Tatum started showing up in films. Right when we said, no, we're done with that. We're done with that. Michael Bay hasn't gotten the memo, but we're done with that.
I think he would make a... What's his... Flynn Rider. I think he would make a really good Flynn Rider from Tangled. Mostly because he smolders a lot.
Line action?
Yeah, because he smolders up quite a lot.
I don't think he's deep enough.
I don't... You know what? I think when he played Duke on G.I. Joe... It was perfect.
Yeah. When you said Duke, I thought of She's the Man. I'm sorry.
No.
Because the character's also named Duke.
Yeah,
but then he gets smoked in the second movie, so I'm like, well...
At the very beginning, and he's on I've had a rant about this, where it's like, he's on all the posters, he's in all the trailers, and he's in the movie for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That bothers the
smoked.
Shit out of me.
Like,
it's
the
same thing with
the
new Kingsman.
That you were ranting, and it's not me.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, Kingsman, he's like one of the big title characters.
Yeah.
And he gets thrown on ice for, yeah, you know, for 75, half
the movie.
It's not even interesting, like Winter Soldier.
No. Ooh. So I'm curious. The Max, however, I don't know if he's going to play Max or if he's going to play an alternate role.
The Max is one of those ones where every time they try and bring it to the screen, it does not end up going well.
Well, and no. There's a few movies when like it that. When it was on MTV with the animated, it worked. It was quirky. It was like Aeon Flux, and it had its time.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
So I don't know if it's one of those 90s properties that can transfer over appropriately.
It's hard.
I mean, because it's a very 90s-centric kind of title. It's how I felt about Ghost Rider for a while.
Ghost Rider,
Spawn is a big one.
I'm barely old enough to understand most of the nuances.
It's a lot of the spikies and the chains and the like, oh, we're edgy 90s kids. It's radical. It's extreme.
the Max character doesn't translate so well. Like, he's a hero in his own mind, but he's actually just a creeper. And that translates even harder now.
Yeah.
So
there's been some of those where it's worked out, but it's like, not so much.
Because they've learned, they know right where to tweak. I don't think there's anywhere to tweak.
No. And unless they've kind of come up with, like, he suffers from a psychosis and he envisions himself differently than what he is.
There's gotta be a huge disconnect waiting to happen.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Because like even rewatching the 90 thing, it's like rewatching Chasing Amy. It does not hold up. Fight me, bitch.
Well, and there was only 13 episodes that showed on MTV.
I know.
And all of them were great. They were in the 90s. That's what I'm saying.
We've rewatched them in the last 3 years, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching Silence of the Lambs and realizing that every man in that movie is creepy. And even the good ones, even the best man in that movie, Hannibal Lecter is the least creepy, and let's face it, he's creepy. Like, everybody is creepy. And everybody looks at her all creepy eyes. And it's like being the only girl at a frat party rewatching Silence of the Lamb. And
it's like
the
being
Max,
a girl gamer.
And the Max... and Max translates very similarly, but not in a... Yeah, because that's the point, which is what happens in Silence of the Lamb. That's why that movie holds up. That movie's fucking gold.
Yeah. Michael Peretz is the person that is in charge of the project for Free Association. Free Association is the one that brought us Magic Mike, 21 Jump Street, hence why
Channing Tatum
is involved with the project.
Weird choice, but sure. I mean, listen, I'll probably watch it.
Actually, they also did most recently...
Oh, no, I'll definitely watch it.
Oh, yeah. Most recently, they did Stephen King's It for Chapter 2 and Dr. Sleep.
They'll get their...
Dr. Sleep is great, by the way. Yeah. Finally saw it.
It's a very solid film.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
For a book that nobody knew about, nobody read, and it was kind of like a filler.
And even the movie that nobody saw.
Yes. Our meat and potatoes review of Dr. Sleep is up, and it is very telling.
Yeah.
The new trailer for Doctor Who is up for season 12. Yeah. We finally see some other people from the Doctor Who universe instead of them trying to do the Christopher Eccleston thing where we're not going to have anyone from the Doctor Who universe, and that failed. So let's bring in the Doctor Who universe.
You know, I watched the last season.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It is fine.
I don't think she's that interesting, though. I don't like...
She's very vanilla. She's very plain.
She has some moments where it's like, oh, okay, she's the Doctor. She's being a hero, but...
That's how I feel about David Tennant.
Ooh. That's a different argument for a different argument.
Yes.
I don't have time for this argument.
But
it's not an argument. That's just what it is.
There are some great stills and the trailer that have come off. We get the Jadoon back, which we haven't seen for a while, which is kind of cool. There's this rogue, weird Cyberman running around. I am fed up with the Cyberman.
Yeah, because they use that as such a default, like, this is big and scary.
If we can't do Daleks, and let's face it, everyone's sick of the Daleks.
Yeah.
They do Cybermen.
And it's like, give us a new big bad villain.
Well, and when you have the Cybermen taking out the last Doctor,
Yeah.
The original Cybermen.
The best villain that Doctor Who has ever come up with in their new fanfic reboot.
Oh my gosh.
Is the Weeping Angels.
It's the Weeping Angels.
The Weeping Angels, I would like to see more of, but they're like, oh, well, the Weeping Angels are too powerful. And they scared the kids, and I was like,
they are scared. They're scared to go back there because they're worried about overdoing it.
Yeah, weird.
You know what? Who I really would like to see come back?
What?
The Suntarans. The Suntarans are actually kind of interesting. Fun.
The Silence was so fucking boring. I wanted to take my own.
You know, the silence they tried to make them out as this super creepy thing where it's like, oh, you forget about them as soon as you turn around. But then it's like, then they just remade it so everyone got triggered every time they saw the Silence and just murdered the Silence immediately. It's like, oh, okay.
Well, they're monks.
Yeah.
They're basically priests that you confess your sins to.
Yeah, but it was half an episode and it should have been an entire season.
Yes.
Yeah. At least Silence in the Library gave us some creepy shit. Like, you know.
Like
you,
Weeping Angels?
Yeah. You give us those one. Like, at least Weeping Angels we saw more of, but.
Yeah.
I want more scary Doctor Who,
though.
Weeping Angels are definitely. Well, they're interesting. That's
yeah.
what. Is, and there's places to go with that kind of species.
Yeah, because if you get knocked back in time, they did a nice thing about that where you get knocked back in time and you have to find your way back.
Yeah.
Let's look at like the other successful villains from the franchise, the Daleks and the Cybermen, and the war species that are have Asperger's. I can't think of the name of them. But
Suntaran?
Yeah.
The potato people?
Yeah, the potato people.
Yeah, this is Suntaran.
Yeah, apparently they're making a comeback, I guess.
But, like, the reason that these are the successful, like, all the successful alien species that also second as things for the Doctor to go up against and overcome, because he's a scientist, not a fighter. Fuck you. Fucking damn it. are the species that have story and they have places to go and they have places to come from and we can learn about them. And I mean, there's like a whole episode where, you know, you go back in time to and we find out that these people we're saving are the Daleks that will become the Daleks. And there's places to go with things like that. And the Weeping Angels fill that role best of all.
They did a decent. They tried to do the Weeping Angels backstory. They have the archaeology episode.
Yeah, I saw that episode. It was awesome.
Yeah, where they were like,
wait,
oh,
did I just say something positive about the new Doctor Who?
Yeah, and they talk about how, oh, you know, they're Time Lords. Some of them are Time Lords.
Yes.
And you find out one of them might be the Doctor's mom, and you're like, oh!
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's deep backstory that they never mentioned ever again.
I know, they panic and they're like, no!
Yes. Yeah, because you see, like, they have Time Lords standing there, and then you have two Time Lords on the sides, covering their faces like the Weeping Angels.
Well, and even,
and then they talk about that, and then they never mention it
no,
again.
No, and Rassilon says, you two will be served in punishment like the Weeping Angels of old.
Yeah.
So they're theorizing that Weeping Angels actually are Time Lords that have been displaced in time.
Yeah.
Or that are in punishment from the Great Time War.
I want more of that.
Yes. That doesn't make sense with how fast they move,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and how they send people back in time.
Well,
it makes sense.
That's
like,
more interesting than Gallifrey blew up.
Like,
yeah.
It does kind of remind me of, like, Supernatural, though, because, like, Supernatural used to have, like, all these different types of demons, and then they just now stick to, like, the same shit.
They're demons.
Over and over again.
That's
but,
how,
like,
that show's ending.
Because I'm a fucking demon.
But it's like, okay, angels, demons, okay, but, like, what about all the stuff you did in the first two seasons where you guys were hunting all these different cool things?
Nah,
like,
didn't matter.
That's done.
What?
Nah.
Yeah,
nah.
And like, why can't you make, maybe don't do Weeping Angels, but do something else like that.
Well, yeah.
And I wouldn't mind seeing, like,
get off Earth!
I wouldn't mind seeing the Ice Warriors of Mars.
Oh, because we see that we saw them
we
with
saw
him
once with Capaldi.
Capaldi had an episode with the Ice Warriors,
yes,
and they never did anything
they
with
never
them.
Came back.
We saw them for one episode, and then it was like, oh, we're bringing the old school villains back, and we didn't.
No, and I would.
I just
love
wanted
to
TARDIS
see...
to turn into a piano again.
I went. It was an organ.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
But I want to see the Ice Warriors of Mars. I want to see some of the other villains.
Yeah,
that
I'm with Red. Let's get off Earth.
55 fucking years.
We sit on Earth the entire show.
No matter
the original and only Doctor Who or the reboot fanfic, the best Doctor Who episodes are the ones where they're not on Earth.
Yeah, I even like the one where they're in space and they go to, like, London in space, and I'm like, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. We see the future of humanity and they've moved on from Earth. crazy how that works out because we're destroying our
Stop trying to steampunk Doctor Who. It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, because that's always just the future, and it's like, ugh.
Yes. Stop. You may have heard the rumor that Spider-Man Noir is returning, and that is true. However, it is returning in March 2020 as a 5-issue limited series. In
oh, fucking come on. Cock teases. We've already gotten Spider-Man Noir comics. Yeah. Give us the movie.
I want the movie.
Give me Nick Cage.
I want Nick Cage as the voice because that is just fucking gold. It is brilliant.
Well, that just burned down my fingertips just so I can feel
just
something.
Just so I can feel something.
Maybe he'll do the audiobook.
I'd be okay. For comics?
An audiobook for comics?
Yeah, it's called cartoons, but whatever. Is it purple?
You mean movies?
It's like, I don't think you understand.
Is this red? No. Shit. You can't say shit in a Spider-Man movie.
What's wrong with audiobooking comics?
They
play it while looking at the pictures.
I just don't think it's ever been done.
Well, that's a missed opportunity.
I agree.
Actually, I was watching Popeye the other night, and they cussed in that.
Stop watching Popeye.
Why
did you watch Popeye? The Robin Williams movie?
Yes.
Stop.
Of course, man. It's hilarious.
Because it's hilarious.
It's so bad.
It's a bad acid trip that you're so sober for.
Because you have poop deck Pappy that keep calling, saying haul ass.
What?
And you have Popeye saying shit, which is hilarious.
That's why that movie's PG-13.
Yes. No, it was PG. PG-13 didn't exist yet.
That doesn't track.
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
It was before Gremlins. Gremlins initiated 20.
Okay,
that's
true though.
PG-13.
Because literally, I'm just like, how am I living?
But anyway,
so yeah. Remember how there was that Wrinkle in Time movie, and we were all
it was bad.
And then nothing happened. So same thing happened. They were pushing this Tolkien movie with Nicholas Hoult playing young Tolkien.
Did that movie ever come out?
And it's the same thing.
I never saw that movie. I kind of wanted to see
time
it.
Where they're all just like, shut up.
Yeah, because Wrinkle in Time,
so
like,
good.
They advertised it to death, and then when it came out, I never saw anything about it.
Well, it was Thanos snapped.
I didn't know that Tolkien movie came out.
I was watching the previews for it, and they were building it up to do the fan theory his time in World War II is what inspired the Lord of the Rings book. Sorry.
I mean, I can see it. But...
And Tolkien has gone on record before he died. He went on record hardcore saying, you know, I wrote these books 30 years before the war, but yeah. I mean, probably only 6 years. But yeah, it's totally based on the atomic bomb because that's a fan theory.
Yeah.
And so the movie was pushing on that. And I was watching this going, well, that's historically going to blow up in their faces. And apparently...
It did.
It got Thanos snapped. I like that fan theory. I like that.
Where it just... Everything's gone.
Yeah.
Just, you don't feel so good.
And it's over. Nintendo files a new patent for its new Pokeball Plus, which is supposed to interact with every single Poke game out there.
Oh, give me that on Game Boy Color.
This is gonna be
the Wii controllers all over again.
Man, and here's the thing: they already made the Pokeball for. It worked for
Nintendo Pokemon Plus or the walk around game.
Yeah,
because it would automatically sync and spin for you, even if
you
don't have.
And then like the Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu, it worked for those games. But then they were just like, okay, so it doesn't work for the newest game we made. Sorry, you bought this controller for one game.
Yeah, our bad.
Whoops.
Whoopsies!
Do you want to play co-op?
I mean, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
no, that's what they're saying. They're like, oh.
Oh,
sorry.
Oops! Yes.
We
forgot.
What?
But you know what? The one that's getting critically acclaimed as one of the best co-op games is Luigi's Haunted Mansion.
I fucking love Luigi's Mansion.
Which is
Luigi's
not
Mansion
a surprise.
3 is one of the best games to come out this
yes,
year.
Yes, I agree.
And nobody can tell me otherwise.
No, nope.
I wouldn't dare.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you otherwise.
Because I'm not a gamer.
Don't.
I'm not.
What's the female version of
Nintendo
game?
Keeps slaying though on E3, though.
But I'm not a gamer.
That game is tremendous. Gooigi is great.
Gooigi?
He's Luigi, but he's made of goo.
Yes.
Oh.
He's green.
Why
he's
is
goo.
He
goo.
He's
drippings with goo.
He's drippings with goo.
It always makes me, every time I think Luigi, I think back to that video where they're just trying to spell Ouija board?
Oh, yeah.
Luigi
board.
How do I use the Luigi board?
So I worked at a movie theater whenever the movie Ouija came out, and I have to tell you, I got a lot of people asking when the Luigi board movie was coming out. And everything's bad.
How do you use the Luigi board?
The
Luigi board?
of Ouija comes from a combination of taking the French and German word for yes and smashing them together, which is why it should actually be pronounced Ouija, but it's not. Why is the French pronounced correctly, but the German is not? It bothers me.
Ouija?
Because they lost the Ouija war. Board?
Okay.
Because it's a spirit board made by Hasbro.
You know what? I like that. I will accept that answer.
The origin
because it's what? Because
they lost the war.
Yeah. Yeah. Technically, the origin stem from China. It's literally the plot of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
Literally
and
the
they,
plot of
and
Yu-Gi-Oh.
And they're like, Hasbro made this toy, and now we're going to make it a movie. And,
it was something that like Chinese people were kind of messing with, and then they realized that that it's kind of rude to fuck with spirits. So like, yeah, we're gonna outlaw this.
And then goddamn Americans.
Yeah, so basically it's the plot of Yu-Gi-Oh!
The Magic 8-Ball.
We found these cards.
I'm going to introduce them to children.
It's the Magic 8-Ball, but instead of being a sphere with water and a die inside with things written on it, it's an alphabet board. That's what it is.
And you use it to summon demons.
No, you don't. It's just a Magic 8-Ball. So remember,
I dare you.
Yeah, I do dare.
If you decide to fuck with a Ouija board, remember to end the session.
Yeah, say goodbye.
Yeah, make sure you say goodbye, because it's like when you're hung up on the phone and no one says goodbye, so you're like, I'll just wait for
Hello?
You here. Hello? Hello?
Demons.
Hello?
It's your boy.
It's your boy.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to make sure that you follow the rules.
Hang up that
T.
phone call.
Yes, because in the end,
oh, no.
It's all about the rules.
Oh, I thought you were going to do this fucking story.
Oh, yeah, no.
Don't do that.
In the end, we're all stories. So
no,
because sure
I wasn't done talking
one.
About... wasn't...
Oh, you're not done talking about the Pokeball?
No, fuck the Pokeball. I wanted to talk about Luigi, because it's an amazing game.
Luigi.
I love
it. I agree.
It's a great game.
I like that they did the hotel.
Yes.
Because it makes a lot of sense, where it's like you're going through the floors, and they all have different themes.
Yes.
It's like a themed hotel, and you're like, oh, this is the dinosaur-themed rooms, and this is the...
I got my ass.
The hotel owned by Michael Jackson.
It's so weird.
Great.
It's so weird.
Wait, is it the Winchester Mansion?
Oh, it almost is.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got like cats on one level
nice,
that
nice
was
topical.
Just bugging the shit out.
Dude,
I had to mute the cats.
No, the fucking the magic level where you open a door, you open the fucking door and it's different.
Yep.
It's a different door.
She passed away already, so I'm wondering if they still mess with the.
Who's dead? Yet.
Who's dead?
Oh, in the Winchester Mansion.
Oh, they don't build on it anymore.
Oh, okay, because since she passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
She's dead.
Because I was like wondering about them. Like, I wonder if they still add on to it.
No.
Or no.
I've done a tour of it. It's weird. You can get very lost, but it's not that weird. It's a little creepy, mostly because there's just doors that go to fucking nowhere.
The same is true in my house.
Yes.
Or like you open a door and it leads to literally outside and you're on the second story.
Yeah. No, it's a weird house.
There's
shelves
that aren't hung on the walls. No, this is still my house. Yeah.
There's clown art. It's amazing.
Oh my god, I totally want the clown out from the Good Up place.
Can we end?
Yeah, and on that bombshell, we shall say goodbye.
I don't like...
Because we don't like clowns.
I love clowns.